Country Church of Hollywood?
Yes, indeed, I can tell you where it is. It's right down this winding path. Come on in with me. I'm Brother Strolling Tom. Been out here a-greeting the neighbors and howdying a bit. You know, Parson Hopkins will be all smiles today. He and Sister Hopkins spent part of the day at Jeff Batts's. You all know what that means. Such eating you never saw in your life. I don't reckon there's anybody in the three counties that sets such a table as Rosebud Batts. And folks is always welcome. I was sorry I had to miss out on the eating. I got an invite, but I might deny I was bound to keep my promise to Professor Gandy to sing for him over at the Gander Pond. And so I missed out on it. I'm mighty anxious to hear how it all come out. So we'll just open up this here loud mouthpiece and listen to the parson and Sister Hopkins are talking it all over as they drive to church.
Well, I don't reckon there's anybody in the world that can fix up a prettier stack of pies than Sister Bat.
Ain't it tempting when she cuts down through about six different kinds of pies? She calls them, you know, stacked pies.
Yes.
And then gives you a slab of the whole thing.
Oh, my, it's good.
Did you see Jeff Potluck? Yeah, wiping his mouth while Sister Bat was a-hepping the others. I thought he'd pass out before she'd get that pie to him. Get up there.
I noticed that. We must have been at the table an hour and a half, first and last.
Yeah, and there was another table full there in the kitchen.
Yes.
Eating while we were.
I was plumb mortified at you, Josiah.
Me?
The number of pickled peaches you ate.
Well, you see, I had to make the peaches and the slabs of that sliced ham come out even. Get up there. When I'd have a piece of ham left over, I'd have to get me another pickled peach to come out with it, and then I'd have a piece of peach left, and then I'd have to get more ham.
You don't have to tell me. I saw you.
Get up there.
What was that you all was a-teasing Elder Armstrong about out there in the yard after dinner?
Well, I'll stop and tell you about it. Now, you reckon it's church time yet?
Oh, you have time to tell me that, I know.
Ooh. Well, you see, it is this-a-way. Boy, Dan, now you stand still there. Elder Armstrong and Jeff Batts went in there to the Little Jim restaurant there in Pumpkin Center, you see, to get some fried chicken.
Yes.
And you know how Brother Armstrong is, a hale fellow, well met.
Yes, I know his way.
So he seed the young lady there, you know. There's two of them there that waits on the table there in the Little Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So he says to one of the young ladies, he said, how is the chicken? And she said right back, oh, fine, how are you yourself?
Oh, wasn't that? Terrible.
Oh, it certainly was.
Him Jeff. So dignified, too.
Yeah, Jeff said it like to kill Brother Armstrong.
I reckon so. That girl was mighty forward, though, to have said that to Elder Armstrong.
Honey, she didn't know he was a preacher.
Oh,
no.
I don't know, Josiah. Some folks try to act like they're hard-boiled when they're only half-baked.
Well, maybe you are right at that. Get up there.
Was that Jeff Batson who was teasing Elder Armstrong out there when you all was a-laughing so?
Yeah, he sure took a special delight in telling that on poor old Brother Armstrong. Had his face as red as a turkey's snout. Get up.
Well, there ain't no better man than Elder Armstrong.
No, they ain't.
I'd have loved to been out there with you men. I'd have told one on Jeff Batson. He ain't got no room to talk so big.
What's Jeff been a-doing?
Well, his wife was a-telling me about
it. Yeah?
You recollect when Jeff was in Pumpkin Center back in the spring, you know, a-visiting his aunt there?
You mean when his aunt's husband was ailing so bad?
Yes, that's when it was.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, Rosebud Bat told me that Jeff's aunt heard Jeff for-talking to the family, you know, that lives next door.
Yeah.
That lives next door to Jeff's aunt there in the center.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff wanted to howdy with the lady next door, so
he
asked her across the fence.
Get up there.
What kind of flowers them was that she was awakened with?
Uh-huh.
The lady said very nicely that they was of the Petunia family.
Petunia?
Yes. So Jeff said, so you're looking after them while the family's gone, are you, for the family?
If that ain't Jeff Batts to a T. Honey, you know there never was a better man than Jeff Batts, nor a better provider for his family.
No, nor a better name.
No, there ain't. But you know and I know that Jeff ain't the smartest man in the world.
No, he's not.
No, no. Get up there. He says to me the other day, we was talking, you know, that together in there about old friends and such like.
Mm-hmm. What'd Jeff say?
Yeah, well, he says, folks, I can prove to you that there ain't no friends like your old friends. For what new friend has stood by you as long as your old friends have?
That's good.
Slow down there, Dan Hopkins.
Are you going to talk about forgetting yourself today?
Yeah, I think I'll talk on it. Some good thoughts there, honey,
That's
if I can
good.
Bring them out. I'll tell you another good one. It's in that same book you got there. Still sweeter every day. It's all for touching peace if you all sing it first. Sure thing.
Jesus, every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the gold and purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures in his fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. The happy mansion on the sandy shore, the happy mansion golden skies upon the shore. Oh, there is a Savior than he ever was before, than he ever was before.
That sure is a beautiful song. You know, there was a thought that's been a-gathering in my mind for some time. It come about, you all remember, I reckon, the older ones of you anyhow, when Bill Buckley got in that trouble. Him and the fella was a-picking at each other down there at the store one Saturday night, and the fella hit him across the face with a riding whip, and Bill, he lost his temper and killed the man. And, of course, he was sorry for it, but they sent him to the penitentiary, and there he stayed 14 years. But he got awful hard, and he said by all that is high and holy, he's going to kill awful fast the people that talked against him, you see, at the trial. Everybody was scared of him. Sarah wanted me to go there and talk to him, but I was awful touchy about it, because, you know, I was busy. I had so many things to do anyhow. Well, Christmas come around, and I told Sarah, I says, I want everybody to have a white Christmas. She says, what do you mean by that? I says, on selfish Christmas. Everybody thinking of somebody else and forgetting themselves. Well, Christmas morning come, and I looked out, and you couldn't go nowheres for the snow. Sarah says, Josiah Hopkins, I ain't gonna let you be no quitter. You said you was gonna have a white Christmas. That is, on selfish Christmas. And a white Christmas you are going to have. So she got me to hitch up there, and we waded through that snow and got down there, and I liked to fresh. I never was as cold in my life. And that wind blowing across that hill there where the Purdue place is, I declare old Dan looked like a rag hanging on a clothesline the way it was blowing. And well, we got in the church, and Sarah sat down at the organ, and what you reckon happened? We invited one and all to come, but only one come. And who you reckon it was? That very Bill Buckley. See, I told them all to forget themselves on Christmas and think of somebody else. Well, so he come in. He sat there a little bit, and I howdied with him, and he pulled out from under an old ragged overcoat. You see, now, he'd been pardoned out to the pen. And when he'd come back, everybody's feared of him, and he hadn't been in no church nowhere. So he come in with this little sack, and in it was two bits worth of rice. And his lips sort of quivered a little. He said, Parson, I got to thinking it being it's Christmas. That I thought I'd think of somebody else like you told us all. And I had two bits to spare, so I bought this rice. I ain't had no work yet, but I hope I'll get work maybe with the incoming spring. I wanted you to give this to somebody that maybe it'd do them a sight of good. Well, see, it got me down. And it got everybody in the settlement down. To have a fella like that, you see, to go show us a pattern and tell us what to do. Of course, that's a good thought for any time of the year, whether it's the 4th of July or the 25th of December. And the Lord said the very words when he told us to think of others, to do unto others what we'd want them to do unto us, and to think. I had a convict to show me that very lesson. Goodbye, neighbors. Talking about forgetting. As I was telling Sarah, that's about the hardest thing there is to do. And one of the hardest things to forget is yourself. But I hope the Lord will help you to be so busy thinking about doing something for others that will make forgetting yourself easy. Well, goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.